Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day to enjoy you. We see your power all around us. You've made everything beautiful here for us. And you just spoke it into being. And I just thank you, but by the power of your Holy Spirit, that we can have understanding to not only just see this beauty and the goodness around us, but also to have understanding of the uniqueness of your uniqueness and our purpose, and so that we can flow together with you, that we can have peace, we can have joy, and we can be lights in this world, encouraging others as we have been encouraged with your power, with your understanding and your goodness towards us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read Psalm 147 from verse 5 to 7 from the ESV translation. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp.
Hallelujah. We can sing and have a grateful heart and praise the Lord, because we've humbled ourselves, or you could actually say God humbled us. He brought us to that place of realizing sinness only gives pleasure for a season, and then we called to the Most High God, and the Most High God moved, and he drew near to us. And so we stay with him. That's the important thing. Morning by morning, we draw close to him so that we can have understanding. He has humbled us. We have humbled ourselves to agree with him. Because how can two walk together unless they agree? And we humble ourselves is that we love him and we love his word. And I love the words of Paul. He says, all this beauty that has been made available, that we can experience the Christ, the Lord, the Savior, the one the Jews knew about, but they rejected him when he came. We can now understand him. I love the scripture that says the Son of God has come and he's given us understanding to know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, and this is the God quality of life, eternal life. So with that understanding that we've been restored into the goodness that was always predestined for us to be a part of the family in Christ, holy and blameless. So it's a daily thing. So Paul also writes in Ephesians chapter 3, it all came to him by revelation, and that's exactly the same way it comes to us. We draw close to the Lord, and he opens our eyes of our understanding with revelation. And it's exactly the revelation we need every day to develop on schedule. So revelation comes, and where does it come? It comes from loving the Word. It comes from the Spirit. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us and is with us to bring us into our full potential. But what is necessary is daily humbling ourselves, getting into the Word. Paul says all these things have been written here, the great and precious promises, the righteousness of God, the grace of God is here, recorded for us. And as we look into it, the Spirit enlightens, quickens certain scriptures to us that enlightens us and motivates us. So by the power of the Holy Spirit and by love for the Word, we get revelation, and this revelation inspires us because we are walking together with the Most High God. We are part of the family and therefore a part of their plan. And we rejoice in this because we have come home and we enjoy the goodness of God. Amen. Be blessed. The goodness of God is for the land of the living. And God has called us out of darkness to know him and to wake up to what makes him happy. That's his praises. And so we can sing these praises and we can share the song of the Lord, the goodness of God, with us ourselves, be encouraged, and then we can encourage others. You can't love others if you don't love yourself. So this morning, love yourself again afresh because you are God's idea and you are therefore a blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.